KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Two of my favorite people on the planet, Jennifer Ward and Paula Gonzalez with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, are in studio. Ladies, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Now, we are going to spend the whole hour together.
Yay!
You want to slap me for making you talk about everything for an hour?
No.
Every time we're here for less than an hour, it goes by so fast, and we always say, gosh.
But there, I can't do less than an hour with you guys because there's so much. Look, I am, and I'm just going to say it up front, I'm so impressed with all the work that CareNet does, but I'm really, really blessed by hearing how you work with people regardless of their faith.
Right.
And many, many people that you work with are people that are not just considering having an abortion, but have already had one. Mm-hmm. And you're loving them and care for them and walking them through all the stuff after that. That they're not prepared for in many ways.
That is correct. Yeah.
And that's all part of what we're going to talk about. But hey, I've got a, I didn't know Jennifer's dad, Mr. Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Neil, of course, is the executive pastor at Calvary Church, and Jen's working with you as the community outreach director of CareNet. But he passed away. You had a beautiful funeral. I was not in town when that happened. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say this. So I know at least two of his children. You and your brother.
You know us all.
Amazing things that you have done in ministry, and I know your dad was very proud of you. Tell us about him.
Yeah, my dad was amazing. He was such an honorable man. Short of a few days of celebrating his 72nd birthday, he loved his family. Mm. He loved Jesus. He loved his family. He was, we like to say, he was woven into our daily lives. When he passed, it was sudden. He died of a heart attack and never had any heart issues that we knew of. But one thing my daddy would say is, when the Lord takes me, I hope it's quick. I hope it's swift. I hope it's fast. Right? We all want that. But even in death, the Lord honored my dad so beautifully. But my dad, when we had told his next door neighbor, who they've lived next to each other for almost 40 years. His next door neighbor said something so beautiful, and it just resonates on who my dad was. He said, if there was anybody ready for heaven, it was Charlie. Mm. And my dad shared the gospel with anybody that he came in contact with. He wasn't ashamed to share the gospel. And so it's a beautiful selfishness because we want him here with us because he was so amazing. But just to know that he's rejoicing with the Lord is incredible. And
Now, Jen, I'm so blessed, all the stuff you're sharing.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go back, and Paula's going to nod her head here. Jen's given us testimony on this radio show that you weren't exactly the most cooperative child.
Absolutely not. No.
Did he love you through all that?
He sure did.
I love that.
Yeah. My dad was, like I mentioned at his memorial, I could tell my dad a secret, and he kept it close to the vest, and that he didn't judge us, you know, for those things.
He loved you no matter what.
He loved us no matter what. And he shared life's lessons that he had gone through with us, with his grandkids, with anybody, because his home wouldn't have to suffer the way he did on certain levels of just upbringing and, life's lessons. My dad was such an amazing man. It's still so surreal to talk to him. Talk about him, and the fact that he's not here with us any longer, because in one sense you just can't believe he's gone, but then the next breath you're like, gosh, it's already going to be 3 months.
Your mom doing okay?
My mom has her days. Mm. She's taking it one day at a time. We all have our moments, but they were married for 52 years.
Cool.
Yeah, it's incredible. And they were together for 54 years, and they've known each other since third grade. It's an amazing story. It really is. They were blessed. And they've been retired for the last 10 years together. And so, she's sad. It's heartbreaking to lose not only your husband, but your life partner. And
Jen, for our listeners, God takes us through tough stuff. And you had some tough stuff happen to you. Mm-hmm. That's part of the reason you work with Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Yeah. So I want to start with Paula. I know Jen has shared her story, obviously, with you, and you hired her, and her story has blessed a lot of people because she's had an abortion.
Yes.
And she's also had children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's the scenario I want to start with. Mm-hmm. Let's say, and it could be, let's say there's a 20-year-old woman. She's going along with life. She's in a relationship. Obviously, there's got to be some sexual relationship involved in order for you to get pregnant. But she doesn't know she's pregnant, but she feels different one day. Mm-hmm. Can you walk us through what does that feel like?
Well, you start experiencing some physical differences, things that you'll experience.
Now, is the feeling different when you're married versus an unplanned?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's the same, whether it's planned or unplanned. And only the Lord knows when he gives us children. So.
And you've said before that there are no accidents.
There's no accidents. Absolutely not. It's God ordained and God given when we have children. So, I mean, the feelings are the same. There's a fear of, am I going to be a good mom? Am I going to be able to do this? Is my child going to love me? Am I going to ruin their life? I mean, there's just so many thoughts that cross your mind when you start, when you even have the thought, could I be pregnant? Am I pregnant? What is this going to look like?
So emotions are really heightened.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh,
when you
yeah.
start thinking, and you don't even know if the pregnancy, you don't even know if you're pregnant, but you have a feeling that you may be pregnant because of some of the symptoms that you're experiencing. Those thoughts go through, I would say, every woman. Mm-hmm. Even if she's excited to have a baby, they're still going to be thinking, am I good enough for this child? Or what am I going to be like? Am I going to be like my mom? Am I going to be like my yeah. grandma? Is this a family, you know, generational thing that I'm going to do the same thing that they did? And then you start thinking, okay, am I going to get the support from whether it's your husband or a boyfriend? It doesn't matter mm-hmm. whether you're married or not. The feeling is still there.
Paul, I can't help but point out that sometimes in the Christian community, we have the wrong perspective mm-hmm. in that we start talking about those people
mm-hmm. yeah.
that this is happening to. This happens very commonly
absolutely.
in the faith community.
In the faith community, absolutely. If not a lot more in the faith community because of the judgment factor of getting pregnant out of wedlock, you know, or we don't have the resources, we don't have the money, we're not making enough money to sustain a child.
Okay, so after you have these initial things, you think you're pregnant, you mm-hmm. take a pregnancy test.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's positive.
Oh, yeah.
If it's unplanned, maybe Jen could mm-hmm. tell us, what did you think when you found out for sure you were pregnant?
Yikes. You just don't know what you're going to do. I think for me in particular.
How old were you?
So twofold. I got pregnant with my oldest when I was 17.
Okay. Okay.
And so that was scary in itself.
And you had the baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. He's 25 now. An amazing young man. Quite a character.
Bet he misses his grandpa too.
Oh, he loves his papa. He loved his papa. And they were, my dad and my mom helped me raise him, right? Because I was so young. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he loved his pop. I don't want to get emotional.
You're allowed to.
But I will say, at 17, it was very scary because I still had to finish my senior year of high school. And you don't know, just like Paulo mentioned, what am I going to do? Because it's unplanned. And thankfully, his dad was a champion and said, you know, we're going to do this. And, you know, he came alongside me and that was great. And we had great, great family, support. Now, fast forward, you know, when I got pregnant the second time, and we weren't together, I was a believer. I was living in the world. I had backslidden. And in that moment, I thought to myself, how could I do this again? And in the fear of what my parents would say, what the church would say, what the world would say, I succumbed to the enemy because he was telling me all the lies. I did wrong, and I totally was able to, you know.
Okay, but when you talk about the lies,
yeah,
there's a conversation that's happening in your head. You might have even had some judgmental conversations with people in the faith community. Absolutely. By the way, I'm hoping if you're listening and you're in the faith community, you figure out that that's not the thing to do. You got to love people no matter what. They already know.
Yeah.
Like you've just said, hey, how could I have done this again? I know. The conviction of the Holy Spirit's upon you, whatever. Yeah. You needed love and support. Is that what CareNet's about, Paula?
Absolutely. That's what we do. That's what we, that's part of our mission, and to come alongside women that have had unplanned pregnancies.
And are you able to help them calm?
Absolutely.
All of the stuff that Jen's just described?
Absolutely. We are. You know, I love that our team is dependent on the Holy Spirit to be guided. Yeah. We have procedures, and then we ask the Lord, okay, Lord, you're going to have to guide us in this conversation, because even in the recent weeks, we've had very tough cases in the centers, and it's devastating to see these women not have a hope and not know what to do and where to go. And when they find out that CareNet is there and we embrace them, no matter where they're at, they feel that.
What would you do with this lie? Jennifer, you tell me if this is one you heard in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten pregnant for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not married, and my parents are going to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
Did you hear that lie?
Yes.
What do you do with that lie, Paula? How would you comfort her?
Yeah. So you would ask open-ended questions. You want to kind of draw out other circumstances that she's facing. Help her to kind of get off of that fixating lie and help her to look at other situations or other aspects of her life. Because the initial reaction is that her family is going to disown her. That's the initial reaction.
Even though they've already proven with one example that they were going to stand by.
That they haven't. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And that may not be the case for everybody.
Yeah.
But In Jen's instance, situation, I mean, that's not a lie. What she was being told, what the enemy is telling her, and so the facts show that her parents, no matter what she did, would still be there to support her. So to help a woman see that she is not that fixating lie is not true. And tell me more about your family. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your firstborn. Tell me how old you were when that happened. So as those conversations, when she comes into the center, we want to kind of draw out to get to know her so that we can then guide her through that journey to get her off of that fixating lie.
We are with Paula Gonzalez. She's the executive director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Jennifer Ward is the community outreach director. That 15 minutes went really fast. And I want, when we come back, I'm going to ask Jennifer how her experience, both having a baby and terminating a pregnancy, speak into her service now with CareNet. We'll be back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
As you're listening this afternoon, we're talking with Paula Gonzalez, the Executive Director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and Jennifer Ward, their Community Outreach Director. You can go to carenetabq.org for more information about and details about what Paula and Jennifer are talking about. Their phone number is 505-814-9232. A lot of emotion in this, as we've already talked about. But Jen, you've already beautifully shared, you know, this part of your life when you were 17. How does that inform your service now? Because do you want people that are considering terminating a pregnancy or people that have Do you want them to come to CareNet and be able to talk about it and get some help?
Of course. Yes. So one thing I told Paula when I first even started volunteering, because that's how I came into CareNet to begin with, is I volunteered. But my heart was with the post-abortive girl and the post-abortive woman, because although I knew and I know what it's like getting pregnant at a young age and having my son, I never regret that. Was it hard? Yes. Mm. Did I have to turn down a scholarship? Yes. Was it the plan? No, but I don't regret my son. I mean, he's incredible. But the abortion, I know I'm healed. I know I'm set free. I know I'm forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Thank God for his restoration. But you still, as a woman and as a mom, you can't help but think, what would that child be like today? Would it be a girl? Would it be a boy? What would they be doing? How old your child would be? Those types of things, right? And so as a mom, I think it is important that if there is somebody listening today and they are post-abortive and they haven't began to heal or to talk through it, because sometimes you can heal, right? And you know you're forgiven, especially as a believer. But if you haven't talked through it with someone, I encourage you to do that, because there is so much more healing on the other side of that than you will ever know. Mm. And at CareNet, we offer a program called Morning to Joy. And it is ran by the most incredible women who are also post-abortive, but it's kind of next level healing is how I like to explain it. It's next level healing because you're sitting around women that know exactly what you've gone through, what you were thinking, what you've felt, the unknowns, the fears,
like what you've been wondering about for 20 years.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these are other women who can walk through this journey with you.
I just have to say, we don't any of us need to live with stuff we've done wrong.
None of us.
We don't need to do
that.
We need to be let that go. Let God clean it and wash it and and I'm so thankful that you're willing to share.
Yeah, thank you.
I noticed this with Christian people. They realize I shouldn't have shame. I should share what happened, what I did wrong, and God will bless people by sharing that.
Amen.
Amen.
I always say, let your mess be your message as a believer.
I love it.
If you don't share it and you don't tell people the goodness of God and his restoration and his forgiveness, then how do you know he's real? Like, he's real.
Yeah.
And you can speak from all of that he's done in your life. And, you know, even going back earlier, Jim, you asked about my dad. Even in that, the Lord refines us in our valleys and he strengthens us in our valleys. Because if we all had perfect lives, we wouldn't need him.
Yes.
Right? And so it doesn't matter what you're going through right now. If you don't live through it and allow the Lord to control every aspect, which is hard, so hard, but through that is true salvation and true surrender. And you're just, you feel so much more free from that.
I love it. Paula is the executive director. The services you provide are amazing. We're going to talk about more of those in detail. Jennifer just talked about Morning to Joy. You have a post-abortive care. You do some things for men.
Yeah.
This must be very expensive for your clients.
You know, it's all free.
I love that.
At no cost to her. It is, and it is confidential. And we want her to, we don't want to put any type of obstacle in her way for her not to get the information and the support and the love that she needs during her most, when she's in that valley.
Yeah.
You know, just as Jen said. And those times, we want to embrace her and encourage her and empower her that she is not alone as she's going through this valley. And it is true, at the end of that, I mean, there is such a beautiful restoration. And when they realize the magnitude of the gift of life,
yeah,
it's like you see them wake up. You see them see the
light bulb goes off. Right?
Yes. And it's as if they saw truth. They saw life. And so it gives them a sense of it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not alone. And so as we are able to offer pregnancy tests, ultrasound, STI, after abortion, you know, care, the fathers, when they come in, they're also afraid.
I'm really blessed that Jennifer said the father of her son participated and really stood up. Because that's not always what happens. Sometimes the woman's left alone.
Yeah.
And CareNet's still there.
Absolutely.
So let's say, Paula, that somebody, one of the things we're not calculating here is we've talked about all these wonderful services, but there are contrary messages coming from other medical providers and stuff.
Absolutely.
And maybe a woman has visited an abortion clinic. How do they present all the options? Do they, in their medical assessment, do they say, this would be a wonderful thing if you kept your baby? Would that ever come out of their mouths?
No. As a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting because we've seen clients where they've gone to these facilities and we ask questions. We want to get to know her. So how did you find us? Tell us about how you found CareNet. And it's literally either my mother's cousin, my aunt, my friend's mother told me about CareNet, and they've gone to these other, you know, facilities to get care, and they don't give them the information. All they want is the money.
The money. And that's the for-profit abortion.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of money to be made.
Absolutely.
There. Is there such thing as a for-profit CareNet pregnancy center?
For profit?
What I'm saying is you've already said it.
Your
services. Yeah, heavenly profit.
You've said your services are free.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, the whole reason our listeners listen
is
because they're interested in knowing what's going on, how they can help. And we've done this a couple of times where we've said, this is how you can help. CareNet's website is carenetabq.org, or you can go to 505-814-9232, give a call, and there's ways you can give to support it. Because
Absolutely.
Even though you're providing the service to your clients for free,
you've
got a staff, an overhead, and you have medical providers, you have counselors, you have all kinds of very qualified people,
Absolutely.
Volunteers as well. And so there is a cost to you to provide the services. Now, few times we've talked about this, there's been some pretty significant donations made right on the radio.
It's been so good. His people are incredible. The only reason we get to do all these services for free and the materials that we get to offer her and him is because of donors, private donors. We are 100% funded by private donors. We take absolutely no government funding, and we like it that way because it truly is by the people, their obedience to saying, you know, I'm going to partner up with CareNet, and we get to do this. Yeah. We get to be part of generations being saved. They get to be part of being generations getting saved, whether they're in the behind the scenes financially supporting us, prayer warriors, volunteers. I mean, it takes the church coming alongside the pregnancy center. It takes all of us to be successful in meeting her where she's at. So we couldn't do this without the support of our donors. Absolutely not. And literally there's always God math at CareNet. And it is absolutely beautiful and breathtaking to be able to witness how God does the things that he does, because he does, he wants us to do things in an orderly way, and our medical staff and volunteers, they are trained, they are licensed to do the medical services.
By the way, I have seen some contrary
absolutely
things online, especially attacking the pregnancy center, not just sure CareNet, mm-hmm, but saying, oh, they have unqualified medical people and all this. That is not true.
No, that is not true. As a matter of fact, we proudly put our certificates up on the wall to let even our clients know these are their licenses, these are their certificates, so that there is credibility to the pregnancy center to know that they are being offered the best care that we possibly can get.
Last question of this segment. You have seen, I think you've testified to this effect, that there are women that have agreed to come get an ultrasound that have just walked out of a local abortion clinic.
Absolutely.
And that nationally, over 80% of the women who get an ultrasound, even after they've been to an abortion clinic, decide not to terminate their pregnancy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm going to ask you why when we come back.
Okay.
We'll be back on ABQ Connect with Paula and Jennifer. Stay with us.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque in the house this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you. You may be wondering where Steve Ryman is. He's on a well-deserved vacation. He's going to stay gone all the way past Memorial Day. I guess they come back Monday evening, so nice. I hope they're having a great time. And I am always blessed to be here with Paula Gonzalez, the Executive Director of CareNet, and Jennifer Ward, the Community Outreach Director.
Yes.
I'm going to change direction. After I kind of said what we were going to do, I'm going to change it. And you talked to us about you're funded by just donations.
Absolutely.
You're funded by people that want to take care of these helpless individuals that are human beings inside a mommy's tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no doubt that the Bible says we should protect people that can't speak for themselves and protect themselves. So, but it's kind of depersonalized now.
Mm-hmm.
The world is kind of just, you know, what's a fetus, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, so I hope you're going to repeat what you said to me when I talked about this, but I want you to talk to us about the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Yeah. So the morning after pill, well, I'm going to talk about two things, the morning after pill versus the abortion pill. Okay.
And I always thought those were the same thing.
No, the morning after pill is an emergency contraceptive. And so it's very much like birth control, and it helps prevent pregnancy. Okay. The abortion pill is, she's already pregnant and she's wanting to terminate the pregnancy. Okay.
And you just take a pill?
And you take a pill, and you, based off of the health department, she can take it up to 10 weeks of pregnancy.
Okay.
Okay. But what we're seeing in our nation is that women aren't even going to the doctor to go confirm their pregnancy. So therefore, they don't know how far along they are.
They're guessing at this point.
They're guessing. So remember, we talked about at the beginning, like, what are the feelings that she has?
Yeah.
She finds out she's pregnant. She may not know. You don't know how far along you are till you go see a doctor.
So having a child growing inside of you is not like having a cold.
No.
You can't take a pill. And
it is not like Tylenol.
Yeah.
Okay? Or ibuprofen. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the abortion pill takes the progesterone out of baby, which is the nutrition, the life-sustaining hormone, natural hormone that a woman produces, and it is basically diminished. There's two types of pills. The second one is the contractions, and it eliminates the pregnancy. The
so
baby.
It's
a two-step approach.
Okay. This is something first, you do at home.
Yes.
And you're supposed to be no more than 10 weeks old.
Correct. So therefore, there's two ways for her to get this pill. She can either order it online.
No prescription.
Like an Amazon shipping.
Oh, wow.
And it gets delivered to her doorstep.
Gets delivered to her
home. And again, some people, maybe even many people, are using this with no medical.
There is no medical.
And could this cause her harm?
Absolutely. She can have an ectopic pregnancy, which is dangerous, and she could die. She can hemorrhage. So she's not under the care of an OB doctor to let her know how far along she is. Is it a viable pregnancy as far as how far along she is? So therefore, how is she going to know? She's just taking this
blindly.
And the
company you bought this pill from is not going over all these details with you.
No. As a matter of fact, they give you details on how not to tell the doctor if you end up in the emergency room that you took that pill.
And we have seen that. It's
wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyhow, the second
thing. By the way, this is all on top of all the emotions we started
absolutely.
The show with.
Absolutely. So okay. Now her home becomes the abortion facility. So she is in her bathroom in this chaotic, traumatic state of mind and stress and scared. What is she going to do? And as she's getting directions on not to call the doctor or not to tell when if she goes to the emergency room, don't let them know that you took the abortion pill. Like, they're trying to cover themselves.
What if there's a woman listening right now that's taken the first pill of the abortion pill? Is there anything you
CareNet
can do to help them?
CareNet can help. We offer a reversal, and we have had success on it. And she can call us as when they take that first pill, she's got no more than 72 hours to call us. The longer she waits, the less chances of baby surviving. But if she calls us the hours after she's taking that pill, she can call us and we will help her and give her progesterone. And it is a high dosage, which will put the hormone back into her body for baby to survive.
I'm thinking that there's a lot of regret when people make decisions to do different things.
Yes.
I've had a lot of regrets about bad decisions I've made. This is a life or death thing, though.
Yes,
literally.
And so, Jen, maybe I'll direct this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone, well, I guess I'm in two stages.
Yeah.
There are people that have had an abortion and maybe even have been living with a lot of regret for a long time. Why don't you address that person?
Yeah.
But also address the person that is just having major anxiety about terminating or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pile of statements to terminate, all the lies that we were kind of talking about. You know, they'll tell you a woman's not capable of doing this by herself. Well, you know that's not true.
Yeah.
You did it with yourself and your help of your family.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time to toughen up, everybody. We're going to take care of these babies and it's going to get done. By the way, I'm calling out the church.
Yeah.
I mean, the church needs to step up and help.
I agree.
It's not a go lay a heavy, you know, spiritual trip on somebody that's pregnant. Just put your arms around them. They already know what's going on. Love them. Help them with the baby.
Before she answers, is you're right. We want churches to know that CareNet has resources to equip their congregants. We have free resources. How to talk to your child about all these different subjects, sex, and or how to approach somebody that is abortion vulnerable. Or
you mean
abortion
the church should talk about sex?
Yes.
You know, I'm being facetious. Yes, we should.
Yes, we should. And so CareNet wants to be able to give these resources at no cost to the church. We can send them links and say, hey, look at these resources, you can use them in your church, and they're great resources.
And I think too, Jim, to your point, if there is a church, if there's a pastor out there or anybody that would be interested in CareNet coming and speaking to their youth groups, I think that is an untapped market. Because as you mentioned earlier, we believe as Christians that we've raised our children in the church to know right from wrong, and we have, right?
That doesn't mean they won't be wrong.
No. However, we live in a very fallen world, and as we've said the entire segment, right, we all have choices in life and decisions that we've made that we're not proud of, and that goes for our children as well. They are human beings, and they are growing up in such a crazy world.
Oh, the culture's just telling them all kinds of sexual things, right?
Absolutely. Because if you're not going to talk to them about it, they're going to find out for themselves. Mm-hmm.
The wrong information.
But when CareNet partners with the church and we come alongside, we can bring our medical mobile unit to their youth groups and we can sit here and inform them on all the things that could possibly happen. However, that's the beautiful partnership of the church and CareNet, because once she gets pregnant and she doesn't know what to do, on our form, it literally asks them, would you like a pastor to contact you? And they check yes. And we are able to pick up the phone, call that church and say, hey, we have a gal or a guy, right? Mm-hmm. That is needing mentorship. And they checked that they would like to be, they would like a pastor to reach out to them. And that's the beautiful partnership. I will also say that when we talk to the youth, they are so much more adaptable.
But would the youth be surprised?
No.
If you came and said the word sex?
No, absolutely.
They would actually be receptive that you're going to tell them something.
And when we have had the opportunity to go into the churches and provide this information, I'll tell you what, they take those little 10-week baby feet pins and they wear them proudly. And we were at a church where we had just happened to be there on a day that their youth was taking over worship. And so their entire worship youth team came out in between services, came to our table, were so excited. They wore their pins on stage. It's just so exciting because then it's a conversation starter when they go back to school on Monday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And they're going to have friends at school who are not believers. They're going to have friends at school that are believers, and somebody's going to end up in a situation like I was in.
But we've also, I've talked to other executive directors, you know, throughout other states. They've also even mentioned that some of the kids are even, their interest peaks when you talk about abortion, because mm-hmm. they don't understand what an abortion is up until they're educated on what an abortion is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that actually opens up conversation with the youth to know what that is.
Well, we were talking earlier about you provide free ultrasounds.
Yes.
So you can actually see that living child inside of your womb. Mm-hmm. I don't think people, before they do that, necessarily, like we are if you have sniffles, you're going to take an antihistamine. If you have back pain, you're taking an ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're pregnant, you're going to take this pill and then that pill, and it's going to be terminated. So it's like the enemy doesn't even want us to think about the other person. This is a full-fledged human being.
Right. Yeah.
Even though they're not fully grown, this is a person just like us.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me to talk to people who know their moms were considering terminating them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now you hear from them about how thankful they are weren't terminated. I mean, I've heard J.K. Dobbins, who's an NFL football player, talk about this and his mom.
That's
how amazing
a remarkable story.
You know, and his mom, they were very poor.
Yeah.
And, you know, had everybody, she believed that at one time she would not be able to afford having a child.
Mm.
But she got assistance with diapers and all kinds of stuff. That's one of the things CareNet does as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we do. We offer her a class, what we call Earn While You Learn. So while she is earning diapers and wipes and trips to our baby boutique, she is learning how to be a parent. She is learning what to expect when she's pregnant. She's learning how to be with her partner, or her husband. Anybody that comes in through our doors, we do not assume that she's married.
Yeah.
we just wait for her to share her story.
Nor do you have a judgment as to whether
yes, if she is, if she's not, we want her to know that we're just here to support her, to love her through, what we offer, the compassion, hope, and help. And we want her to know that she is loved. And we are 100% permission based. So if she allows us to pray with her and share the gospel, which is amazing, then yeah, we know
but
that.
But you're not jamming it down anybody's throat, nor is it a condition of being helped.
No, it is not. That is that. No, it's not. I get tripped up on words because sometimes I gotta like settle my emotion because that is frustrating to serve someone that, you know, with conditions. We don't want to serve.
We have no reservation when she walks conditions. In.
I
we have no
it.
Reservation. Yeah. And that's the one thing Paula mentions. At CareNet, we practice what we preach. Mm-hmm. And the Lord has brought so many diverse women to this organization. Paula has an amazing testimony about her family. And I have a testimony. And there's other women at CareNet who are also post-abortive that share testimonies. And that's the beautiful thing about God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about God is that he restores all things, not little things, not some things, not he's a God of restoration.
And all people, even though they may not share your faith position.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
and
I love
he
that.
Is a God that multiplies. He's not a God that divides. So he multiplies.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to spend our last segment after this break talking about, and I said this at the onset, I'm really amazed at how you love women that have had abortions. So we're going to talk about your post-abortive care and then kind of summarize how you can get in touch with CareNet for both services and to help them in their amazing mission. We'll be back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Unplanned pregnancies are quite an emotional thing. Jennifer Ward, the Community Outreach Director for CareNet Pregnancy Centers, and Paula Gonzalez, their Executive Director, been in studio kind of informing us as to what women feel. And this is not just young women. There's older women that have unplanned pregnancies. And the reason why I felt like I wanted to emphasize some of the emotion and the trauma that people feel is because the only pregnancies we seem to talk about are those really happy ones where, oh, I just found out I'm pregnant. It's great. And we're going to do a gender reveal and all those. So that's wonderful, too. Mm-hmm. But, Paul, I've always been so focused on, you've said, there are no accidents with God.
No.
There's not an accidental baby. There's an unplanned pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Paula, what do you have to say to parents? Because sometimes parents don't do the right thing.
I love that years ago, the Lord showed me that even out of sin, God gives life.
Mm.
Okay. She will get pregnant even out of, you know, having sex outside of marriage. The Lord still gives life. Now, why would that be? Why would God give life in the midst of sin? Right. And that really just, the Lord showed me that years ago. And, you know, I have children and I had a daughter who had an unplanned pregnancy. And I tell you, the best thing for a parent to do is to be there for your child and try to be unshockable when they come to you and say, Mom, Dad, I'm pregnant. And you really have to think of the response. Are you going to throw your hands up and say, you did it again? Didn't I tell you not to have sex? What did you forget all the things that we talked about? What are we going to do with you now? You can't even take care of a baby. You can't even take care of yourself. Like all these things that you could potentially say. But I would encourage, and talking to parents, I would encourage you to really take a step back, because if that was you responding that or your parent responding to you in that manner, and maybe you did grow up in a chaotic environment, but you have an opportunity to love your child, embrace your child, and support them.
Mm.
You may not have the funds to support a baby, but there sure are many resources.
And you have a lot of those resources.
And we do have a lot of those resources to come alongside your child.
Mm. I love it.
And so,
and by the way, you've done this.
Absolutely. Many,
this isn't a few people.
No.
Just so our listeners know, they're not fooled.
No.
There's lots of people having sex out of marriage.
Absolutely. You know what? My, like I said, one of my children had an unplanned pregnancy, raised in the church. And Jim, it really changed her life. Mm-hmm. And to this, I mean, there's things that they're traumatic to her in the sense of how the church reacted and responded to her.
Yeah. Mm.
And so, well,
and at the same time, you're calling out parents.
Absolutely.
You're also calling out church leadership.
Both sides.
That's the leader of the women's group, the men's group,
whoever.
It comes
to the parents and it comes to the church, the people that are surrounded by her. Mm. How are they going to support her? How are they going to love on her?
Let's remember, the church isn't the building. The church is us.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
We are his hands and his feet. Mm. So we need to step up and act like the hands and feet that he has called us to be.
Yeah.
Because if we continue to point fingers and, just like Paula said, accuse people of living in sin, at some point or another in our life, the finger is going to turn right back around because we are all sinners saved by grace.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm going to give an example. Let's say that there's a 45-year-old woman. Had an abortion when she was 20. She's living in her family, maybe even raise kids after the fact. But there's still that thing in her mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a spiritual thing.
Absolutely.
And she's felt guilty and lived her life this way for a really long time. How can you guys help her?
I want to share something that I'm going to share. When Jen started working at CareNet, she shared her story with me. And I said, you know, Jen, I got to ask you, does your family know?
Mm.
And at the time, they didn't know.
No.
And she says, I've never told them.
Mm.
And I said, Jen, I said, I would highly encourage you to share it with your family. And I love that. And I mean, we cry because there's restoration in it. And I love that she had an opportunity to talk to her dad about it before he passed, because that gave them an opportunity to not only get closer together, but even as their family, their whole family, to understand what she had gone through in the years that she suppressed this and carried it with her, that it allowed her to be vulnerable with her family and bring restoration even more so. Not only had she already personally been restored, but it brought her family even more closer in understanding where she was felt alone.
Yeah. Thanks,
I love
Paula.
It.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I love it. Hey, ladies, we could talk 2 hours easily, but our show's over and I don't want people to be left hanging. So if you need more information or you need some love, get in touch with CareNet. CareNetABQ.org or call 505-814-9232. Yeah. Ladies, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, thank
you, Jim. Awesome.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.